I just caught a vibe, she on fire, she gon' roll. She been moving quick, so I gotta get another load. I do whatever for the money, I never sell my soul. Do whatever for some coochie, spend money on some hoes. That shit right there, nigga, how the fuck you in a... Welcome back, everybody. Look, I had to unpublish that last episode because I honestly, you know, whenever I name this King Keeman with AI, you know, I really think that I should just turn this into, I had to rebrand again. I just said yesterday I wasn't going to need to do no rebrand. I'm already thinking about doing one. Bro, like, I'm really just finna get on the podcast and just use it to just talk, bro. Just be myself. This would be one thing that I can do. I could just get paid to talk, but, you know, like, I ain't got to talk about nothing just in particular. I could just get on and talk. And I feel like I'm in just a beautiful headspace to be able to talk about that. I done came so far. Like, the episode that I unpublished right before I started recording this one, I got to talking about, like, how back when I worked in cardiology, bro, when I was, like, a CNA. Like, and that sparked so many ideas, bro. I done come so far, bro. It's crazy. Anybody that's listening to this, bro, times are hard. I ain't even trying to put you on, like, no motivational type content. Like, this is me keeping it all the way a buck. Bro, just hang in there. Stuff work it way out. Life is figure outable. I promise you. You can figure out anything you take out time to figure out. I promise. And there's going to be times in life where stuff come back around full circle. I don't know if I'm going to keep the episode up, but in case that I do take the episode down, like, when I started getting into, like, bro, Spotify podcasters used to be, it was Anchor, and Spotify recently just bought it. But I got on Anchor, like, relatively when it first came out, because I remember Gary Vee saying, hey, like, Anchor is this free podcasting app, and podcasting is going to take over the world. And I was like, well, you know, let me go ahead and hop up in there. Like, my first episode was back in May 2019, I believe. You know, I started logo design back then in 2019. Learned how to build websites back there in 2019. I was building websites on Shopify, WordPress, and Squarespace by then. And a little bit of GoDaddy. But GoDaddy is a pain in the ass. I don't recommend GoDaddy. All right. I don't know. They could have changed things by now. Trying not to go on a tangent. But, you know, I taught myself all of these type of skills and stuff so long ago, bro. And it's crazy how things now have just come back full circle. And it's like, it finally feels good to see that, like, you know, the hard work and all of the prep, all of the prepping, just never quitting, bro. And you see everything just easing towards you. You can't grab it yet, which sucks, but you see it easing towards you. It's just inching its way on to you. Whatever your ideas are, bro, anything is possible. You know how crazy people was looking at me when I was like, yeah, podcast is going to take over radio. Like, people are no longer going to listen to radio. And this was back then. I was like, whenever I had thought about, when I saw Gary Vee make say something about Anchor and I looked at it, I was like, bro, with the capabilities of podcasting, I was like, bro, the radio will no longer exist. And I was like, if the radio does exist, it'll be filled up with podcasts. Like, people are going to have to buy these podcasts to put them on the radios, or radios are just going to have to go away. Because at that point, how much you going to tell somebody? You have to pay them what they think they're worth. Because so you can stay in business, you know what I'm saying? But look, that's what Spotify technically did. Started out as a radio. They started buying podcasts, like Joe Rogan's podcast, $1 million worth of game, I believe. You know, all of these different platforms are getting bought out by, like, Spotify. But, like, I was thinking, like, that Gary Vee pointed all of that out. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people would be wealthy as fuck if they listen to Gary Vee the first time. The first time he say something and mention something, bro, I'm telling you. But it's crazy how times have just changed. But, like, I even said that back then. Like, I've been in the game so long, and it's like, now it's like, damn. Everything, like, I already know how to do everything the hard way. Now, with ChatGPT and the power of just AI and stuff, bro, I can basically automate my everything. I can automate my life, literally. 90% of my business is online. I only have one business that is physical. And I just pressed the pause button on it because it was automated. I automated that one through marketing and stuff like that, you know, just knowing what to do, how to pitch myself. You know, it took me a lot of time and stuff how to get it to that point, but like I could afford to just press the pause button. I was like, yeah, you know. And then I'm just going to use the digital side of things to collect. All I'm going to do is use the digital side of things to fund the physical, and then we just take over on both sides of the ball. I mean, on both sides of the court. So we're here physically. Well, technically, we're going to hire out physically, and then digitally, I could run everything up to a certain point by myself. If I need to outsource somebody, I can outsource somebody with the click of a button. I don't actually have to hire employees if I don't want to. If I just don't feel like doing it, I can pay somebody else to just do it. I don't believe that's necessarily ethical until you get to that level, but I don't know. We can argue that another day. And it's like, it's crazy how, you know, so many people like just call me crazy for like the podcast is turning into radio and stuff, and just how digital marketing is now taking over. Well, digital marketing not only has taken over, but this is only like, I ain't gonna say it's in its infant baby stages, but we can kind of say it's still in its very, very young phases, bro. There are so many different opportunities out here. And honestly, now with the way podcasting is the reason why I kind of came back, because people are hopping on these podcasts and, you know, they're advertising and doing good marketing and everything, making decent content, and it goes crazy. But like, you couldn't do that on like Anchor back then. Granted, Anchor back then would put you on Spotify, but back then, like, Spotify wasn't really a podcasting. Even if you were on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, did not matter. People just were not listening to podcasts like that. So I decided to go ahead and just come back in the game now, because I already know how everything works. I could do everything myself. I could run everything. AI is going to take over within the next couple of years, where I could probably pre-record and just be like, hey, look, drop an episode every day. But that's the perks of being a workaholic. You want to overshoot everything. You want to be able to, you want to overshoot yourself so far that you have to, you know, you're looking at the landing pad saying like, you know what? We can actually sit here and chill for a hot little second. But you have to put in years, bro. Like, social media kind of makes stuff seem like it happens overnight, bro. I don't know who still listens to this, but I remember whenever, I think I've even made a YouTube video about me podcasting like way back. So who knows if I even still have listeners from way back then. But like, some of the supporters that have seen me from the beginning and just kept supporting me throughout the whole, they've seen me do all kinds of shit. And all I've done was just leaned and dabbled into it. Well, one, I always knew that I couldn't just go out and just get no job anyways. that was never my thing. I just couldn't do it. Well, one, I wasn't allowed to. As a kid, I actually was not allowed to get a job. But as I got older, like, once I sensed that I feel like I could take your position, bro, like, I don't need to be, like, you know, I'll go off to something else. I'll go hunt something else. You know, I'll make it, I'll just be one of the best to a certain extent. And then whenever I realize, like, you know what, I done got to the top. It's time for me to move on. Like, let's roll. Like, let's get off to the next thing. And, you know, a lot of people over my journey have been, you know, like, hey, why don't you just stick with one thing and you go crazy at it? Well, ever since I was a kid, bro, I was like, imagine if you could be good at many things. You can be a professional. Imagine being professional on different platforms. And look at the amount of opportunity. For instance, even with a scholarship, bro. Let's say you're just playing football and you want a scholarship to go play football somewhere. You have lower chances of just getting a football scholarship because you just play football. Well, one, the school ain't gonna necessarily, like, I mean, they don't mind you playing just football, but coaches do actually like to see you play multiple sports, okay? Or at least two sports, all right? But then let's say you got somebody else who, you know, they playing football, baseball, basketball, soccer. Now you got a coach that come up. Well, now you got the potential of like four coaches coming up. On top of that, got the higher chance of getting the football scholarship anyways, because the football coach is like, you know what? Like, dude playing all these sports, like, damn, he, you know, he's just overall better. You open up your chances the more you dibble and dabble. I went from healthcare. I went from digital. And then when I got to a certain point with digital, I had learned so much. I was like, dude, I could just learn as I go. I was like, just learn and make money. You know, I started, you know, flip. I had an eBay business back then. Ross used to be the lick. Boy, I used to go to Ross, get stuff for $1.29. Flipping that shit, 35 minimum. Bro, what? Licks. Like, I knew I was going to be working for myself. I always knew that. But you just got to dibble and dabble with everything. And, like, now I'm coming back full circle where, like, I'm... Like, it's crazy, bro. Look, this is one huge window of game that I'm finna... This is one piece of solid game I'm finna give you, bro. You can't even argue this. This is some real game. Bro, in your 20s... When you are in your 20s, bro, this is the time where you throw as much shit as you can at the wall and you just see what stick. Just see what stick. Just throw shit at the, bro, dibble and bro, we are in our 20s. If Google say we're gonna live to our 70s, bro, we literally got 50 years, bro. And look at, it's 2023. Folks getting rich overnight. We'll be okay. Bro, hustle. This is the time to hustle. You can get all that other shit back. If it's costing, it gotta go. Straight up. That's what I had to do, bro. Man, I got the peeping around. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I'm looking at, I'm like, bro, I could be making this right here and literally living off of this and still be able to do all of this stuff and get it done and still be here and there. And, you know, that's slide. That's a bet. Man, I done went from healthcare. I done went digital. I done went into sales. Bro, like, I could do anything, any major, bro, any major job, like major paying job, I can go out there and secure that. I ain't saying I can like get into medical school, but I can at least become a nurse, I think. Still, I turned down nursing school last summer. So I feel like I'll be able to get in there again at least one day. At least, hopefully. I hope. Because I do want to be a nurse before I die, just to do it. Because I started the process, but, you know, stuff came up, and I was like, And I kind of pushed the pause button on that, but... Bro, go out there in your 20s, bro. Put your hands in everything. It's an abundance of money, bro. Just hustle right now. Look, the more you hustle, and the quicker you get shit done, you good. You can use that ample time to chill, bro. You remember back when you was in class? Like, does anybody remember back in class, bro? You finish your test, you hurry up and finish your test, and you can lay your head down for the rest of class period. So, you know, if you finish your test in 10 minutes. That's if you know, if you can finish your test in 30 minutes, bro, you can lay your head down for 20. Bro, I'm going in there. Who? So you telling me the quicker I can get this knocked out, I can sit back, kick my feet up, chill. I can do whatever I want to, get on the iPad, get on my phone for real. Okay, let me knock this out 5 minutes. That's how you have to treat success, bro. That's how you got to treat your goals. You just got to get up and just go. When I was 19, bro, I had told myself, I said, all my 20s, I was like, I'm sacrificing. Bro, I swear to God, you can go through my phone right now. I don't have no vacation pictures, bro. I don't have family photos. I barely got holiday pictures. I haven't even spent the holiday with my family since 2019, 2018, bro. I think, if I can remember correctly, bro. Like, when I hopped off the porch, I was like, when I come back, I have to have a bag. Like, it ain't no... If we don't come back with a bag, we fail. Straight up. That's how I looked at it, bro. Like, I have to come back with something. So, like, I ain't been back home. I mean, I went home, like, a couple of times, but not on, like, no holidays, like... Once I came up here to Northwest Arkansas and I said everything, I said, bro, I'm finna try to collect everything I possibly can, bro. Like, I don't care. I was like, it's too much money up here. I done seen too many Teslas in a day's time. I ain't even used to seeing no Tesla, bro. Folks in Greenville ain't got no Tesla. Folks in Conway ain't even have Teslas like that. You'll see a couple in now and then, but bro, you come up here, Northwest Arkansas, bro, you go to the gas. I mean, not go to the gas station, they electric. I'm tweaking. But, you know, bro, you'll see 4, 5, 6 Teslas in a day. I mean, you could probably see 15 to 20 if you really trying hard. Like, Teslas are normal. Like, they don't even catch your attention. Like, they don't even catch my attention no more. Like, Porsches don't even catch my attention no more. The only car The only car around here that catch my attention for real is it's a dude around here. I'm trying to figure out who he is. He got a McLaren 570. He got a McLaren 570, all black, and then he's an older dude, but he got like a red Ferrari. It's like a red, I feel like it's a 458. I only seen the back, I ain't seen the front. Those are the only two that I really done had my eyes on. But that's the kind of car that gotta pop out. Like, it was somebody that had a Huracan. It popped out a little bit, but it wasn't just on some, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't on nothing like a Hellcat Hill, bro. Like, folks, not, bro, that's normal. Well, I ain't gonna say like no Hellcat. Definitely like a Scat? Like a Scat, yeah, you ain't gonna really stand out too quick with no Scat. But that's probably anywhere, though. I know a lot of folks are probably getting Scats, though. But it's like just a change of the mindset, bro. When I came up here, I was like, yeah, I got to collect. And like now, it's like I'm just seeing a lot of my work just pay off right now. And it's like, bro, like, I'm trying to make it clear tomorrow. But that's why I got back on the podcast too, because I really feel like this is a good time to just, you know, just sit back and just, I ain't even say chilling, bro. I'm the most patient, aggressive hustler I feel like there may be. Because like in my head, I understand that I have to wait. But after a while, bro, when you've been busting your ass for so long, bro, the shit become muscle memory. Like, I be telling people this all the time. Like, I can't just lay down and watch TV all day. Like, it's muscle memory after a certain amount of time you done put in hours, bro. Like, I did a play run to build a website. I ain't built a website damn near a year. I got on there from scratch. I'm talking about even to create the email account. Like, literally from scratch, no pre-stock photos, nothing. I had to put everything together, the colors, shopping cart, everything, bro. I did this shit in, like, 2 hours and some change. And honestly, I would say I did it under 2 hours because it was one simple mistake that I just kept making. I just kept making the damn mistake, and I just couldn't figure it out, and it was so simple. So that added, like, 15, 20 minutes on it. But like, bro, I can't remember where I went. That wind blew upside my head and these kids actually being nice and shit. But yeah, bro, like, you just, bro, it's just, I done got into so much, bro. It's crazy. And then it's like, you just can't lose, bro. At one point, bro, you have to have that just set up in your mind, bro. It's like, I just can't lose. And with me, I quite literally, I cannot lose, which is the scariest part. But I'm just ready. It's like, oh, with me being just the most patient, aggressive person, bro, it's like, I know I have to wait for all this, but like, I still want it. I still want it. Like, I don't care. I understand I have to wait, but still, like, if I still keep throwing, something might, you know, the bubble might start leaking, and then the leak might turn into, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm trying to do. Like, folks don't understand, bro. Like, when I say I've been hustling, like, I can't sit. It's muscle memory, literally, bro. It's muscle memory. All of this, the lifestyle is muscle memory. It's always gonna be a couple bumps in the road, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, but honestly, I like bumps in the road. It make my, you know, it keep me on my toes. I like the bumps. It give me something else to do. Cause at a certain point, bro, like honestly, if I didn't get another bump, bro, I was literally coast clear. Bro, I shouldn't be coast clear at 24. I feel like. I just shouldn't, bro. Like, I feel like that is a toxic trait of me to myself, though. It is a toxic trait. Bro, I don't like being comfortable. I hate being comfortable. So if I can, like, I have a mental I'll take one for the team type mindset for myself. So I'll purposely fuck something up to give me something to do because I'm bored. Like, boredom gets me going. For real. Me being bored is the most dangerous thing in the world. Me being bored. I'm gonna find something to do. I literally got bored and thought about building a dropshipping website, bro. I got bored and refreshed myself on Xcode, how to navigate it using Swift. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole entire app development tutorials and stuff. Like, I went back and refreshed myself on that. refreshing myself on like color grading type videos, you know what I'm saying? Photo manipulation type videos. Boredom will make you do that, bro. Boredom will make me just keep on throwing stuff out there. But in your 20s, that's what you do. And the crazy thing is, though, is like I done got this far and I'm only, I just turned 25 in January. You know what I'm saying? It's just now easing up, you know what I'm saying? Just now easing up towards the middle of the year. But like, still though, my 19-year-old self will not see myself at 25, like this resilient, like this, like I know how to survive. For real, I know how to survive and I know how to utilize. I know how to make use of, I know how to improvise. That's the word I was looking for. I know how to improvise. I'm a genius at improvising. You guys would be shocked at a lot of my reels. Like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, tell me, you know what I'm saying, shout out to y'all for supporting the skills and shit. But you know, a lot of people be out there saying like, bro, like, yo, reel game hard. They be like, you shot it, bro. It's so many times I done shot my I don't even know where my tripod's at, and I ain't got another one. And I'm a freehand shooter anyways. So like, bro, it's times where like I'm filming and doing the reel at the same time, bro. It's just like that is what I mean by when it comes down to like muscle memory and taking out time to become the best, bro. Cause like at the end of the day, you only got yourself. I trained myself on so many skills. I trained myself on life. That's why I wanted digital skills. I don't have to depend on anybody to go and make my money. Business is not going anywhere. Literally. That's how the world operates. Somebody has to start a business. Every business needs websites, logos. People start more and more businesses every day. I'm in a necessity-based market. My physical business is mobile detailing and trash and junk removal. Like, people like getting their stuff. People like to have clean stuff. People don't like junk. See what I'm saying? Markets that are not going anywhere. But that is why I say you have to. I threw so much shit at the wall that literally everything lined up. I'm 25 and I'm like, I have 5 years to like, what am I going to do? Just get a job? Or do I, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of hard, that's the next step it is for me. Like, that's the hard part. I don't know exactly how we're going to go about it. It's like, I done got this far on my own. It's like, damn, I might as well. I done got damn near to the end now. Well, I ain't going to say to the end, but I damn near got to where, like, really, I can damn near say coast is clear soon. I just knew it. It's just how I feel. And I know I've been busting my ass. Bro, I don't know if folks understand, bro. Imagine laying in the bed, right? I let you lay in the bed. Or you just stay in the crib. Stay in the crib. Stay at home for 3 days straight. For like 10 hours. I want you to email, DM people. Message people. Like, you know what I'm saying? DM people on Instagram. Email them. Go through and find like emails through like Google, like go on email website apps, bro. Like the search portals, like real estate agent email portals and stuff where you can pull up everybody's, at least some people's emails. And like to different agencies, bro, to different just everybody, bro. Imagine sending like 2,000 to 3,000 emails within that period. I mean, you contacted like anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 people in 3 days, bro. In just those 3 days. And like, don't know, you only get probably like 3 responses back. But, bro, I've been doing it. Man, I've been doing it for so long. But that'd be the hard part of entrepreneurship, bro. Like, God just don't want you to get it until he's ready for you to get it. Bro, My DMs got so filled up from me hitting up so many people. Literally people that I know, I couldn't even find that DM, bro. I just had to wait for them to send me something else, like some random day to shoot them back up at the top. Like I just got them lost. That's how many people I hit up, and I never kept track. Like I just never realized how many, and it just added up and added up. And I sat there and I scrolled and just could not get to the DMs, bro. And I don't like notifications like talking about, but now I got used to notifications. I mean, to the notification number up there, because I just said, fuck it. Like, I just, you know, leave them up there at this point. Then email-wise, bro, I just sent so many emails. I got tired of scrolling on Google. Like, I went back just to, bro, I remember it was so many. I quit scrolling. It had only been, like, 2 days of scrolling. I was like, ain't no way in hell I talked to this many people in 2 days, bro. But guess what? I may not win that day. Sometimes I get a, you know what I'm saying? You may get one out of a, you know what I'm saying? One out of like 250, 300 maybe. 350, 250, 350 maybe. You may get one response out of that relatively soon. Then the other ones will start trickling in as days come. You know, it always depends on what time you may email somebody. So, you know, but you don't get that many responses. But like, bro, I do that day in, day out, just hustling, bro. Like, and that's what I like to do, bro. Like, that's the shit I just like to do. I like the thrill of it. So even if I don't win, I love the process so much that guess what? Before I go to bed, I always tell my girl, like, hey, look, tomorrow I'm going to win. She's like, I know. I say this shit every day. I'm going to win tomorrow. You know, I still do count every day as a win, though, because, I mean, I do make progress, honestly. Every single day I do make some sort of progress, you know. Just like today, I did a reel for Reggie, and that just ticked off today. You know, it got over 100 and something likes overnight, so it ain't no telling how that ends up going. But you know, it's stuff like that that you could take in, bro. But that's just me seeing my work over the span of time, bro, believing in myself. People have, you know how many countless people have told me that I'm crazy, that I should go and get a regular job, that I should do this, I should do that. Like, yes, I should, I could. But guess what? Literally, if I, like, well, honestly, if I get a job now, it won't even fucking matter. It won't even matter. But I don't want to get a job because I'm scared that I'm gonna get like a crazy paying project as soon as I get that job, and then I'm going to tell them I quit. And I feel like it's unethical and just not professional. And I don't want to play with other people's time like that. Like, I don't want coincidental stuff to make me unintentionally disrespect somebody else's time, you know? So I'm just really just waiting it out. But it's like, I know I'm going to win soon, bro. It's just I got to keep on doing it, bro. But you have to have that type of mindset that you're going to win. You have to take a dub. I don't care how shitty you feel. You have to take a dub. You have to take at least one dub out of the day. It will keep you mentally sane, okay? Even if you have to BS a dub, okay? And that means, like, you know, ball up a piece of paper, bro. Shoot it at the trash can. If you make it, that's a dub. If you miss it, shit, shoot again. Until you make it, bro. Take that as a dub. If you got to bullshit a dub just to get through the day, bro. Because, like, bro, this shit ain't easy. This shit's hard, bro. It really is. But that's why I'm getting back on the podcast, bro. It's so much stuff that I have built up because I've literally had to isolate myself from everybody that I've loved over the years. Everybody that I even have a relationship other than my girlfriend, like, I literally had to isolate myself. I have not even been in physical touch with my mama in years. You know, I can look at people in my family, bro. I can literally look at their Facebook pictures and tell, like, damn, you know, but it drives me and makes me want to win more. Like, I even told my mama the other day, bro, I was like, I'm almost there, bro, to drop the bag off. That's all I'm trying to do. I was like, I left at a young age, no plan, but shit, I'm almost there. Shit. Just bear with me. I'm almost there, bro. I'm finally happy in life, bro. I really be chilling, living my best life, bro. I podcast. I make reels. I record stuff. You know, Simba ain't too shabby. My girl cool as fuck. The dogs are cool for the most part. They do get into arguments and be snarling and biting on each other and stuff every now and then, but at the end of the day, I know they love each other, so. You're like, bro, I really be living my best life, bro. Like, I really be in my own world inside of the world. That's how I like to live my life. Like, it's nothing personal. I try to tell people that all the time. It's nothing personal, but, like, for one, I set out my 20s to really go on a mission. And with me going on this mission, bro, like, I just knew it was going to be a tough one. Like, this ain't nothing that's just, this ain't no... I knew it wasn't going to be no easy road. So once I signed my name on the dotted line, I just told myself, just don't look up. So a lot of people took it personally over there. But it was like, bro, I wasn't trying to do nothing. And it wasn't personal, bro. It's just I couldn't afford to look up. I could, if I would have looked up before now, bro, I would have quit. I ain't going to even say I looked up now. Honestly, now, I can say I looked up now because, thank God, I really just figured out the blueprint, like the cheat code, bro. One is not just don't quit. You could literally, bro, if you could just do something, bro, you'll be all right. If you do something, don't sit on the couch and, like, if you got to cry, cry. Drop them tears. Let's keep it moving. Like, we ain't got time for all that shit, bro. Get it out your system. Feel better. Pat yourself on the back. Think of a dub that you got. Look at how far you've come. Get back to the mission, bro. Now, I know some people may say, like, it's easier. It's easy. You know, you make it sound easier than it is. Like, bro, I jumped off the porch, no blueprint, when I was 19 with $500, bro. I tell people this story all the time. When I left home, I was like, whatever age I left, bro, I had $500 cash. I had a duffel bag from basic training. I had my Chaotic Fitness duffel bag because I was like, shit, I'm finna try to brand the fuck out of myself. So I be a trainer or something, get something going over there. And then I had a backpack and an iPad, bro. That's it. And shit, from there, I was like, you know, talk to my boy. Ariana, shout out to Ariana. Hey, y'all can't call him Ariana now. If y'all call him Ariana not here, it's going to be a problem, okay? His name's Adrian, okay? Y'all call him Adrian, but I call his ass Ariana. That's what I can do. But I told Ariana, I was like, hey, look, bro, I need you to do me a solid. He had to go take the MCAT. He was like, bro, I need you to do me a solid. It's like, please, bro. I need you to drop me off up the road, you know, a little bit, you know, in Conway and stuff like that. And I broke it down to him. He was like, all right. He was like, you got to tell your folks because I don't want them to send out like a you missing report and shit like that. And that shit I ain't never even think about. So I was like, all right, bet. So after that, he drops me off up there in Conway, bro. That's all I had. Man, off that iPad, I started a YouTube channel. I got into flipping. That's when I first started my eBay business. Where did I go from there? Because I never got into training because, bro, the damn gym I joined, let me tell you how shicey this is. That's how shicey this is, right? Well, no, we had COVID up there. Never mind. I take that back. It wasn't shicey. Never mind. I forgot. COVID happened like the following year. Yeah. COVID happened the following year. So never mind. That ain't shicey. But anyways, like, bro, I started. I had to teach myself how to build websites on an iPad, how to podcast. I originally did that with the iPad, and I had a mic off of Amazon. You know, bare minimum shit, bro. And a phone. And my phone wasn't even an iPhone. I had to go get a 12 mini. I had some kind of S20 or something. I had a Samsung. Bro, I was really thugging it out here, winging it, and got into doing CBD videos. And that's how I took off. And, you know, it kind of gave me a lot of momentum. But when I first started, I remember talking about these damn basic training stories. Like, they were... they were true, but I was sitting in the back of my head like, damn, bro, you gotta do anything for fucking clout. I was mad as fuck doing those, bro. I was mad as hell doing those videos. I was like, bro, I gotta talk about this bullshit to hurry up and get some traction. Cause I was like, man, I just wanna get the channel monetized. And, you know, bro, and it was crazy just thinking about it, bro. It seemed like it was yesterday, like going through this stuff. I used to be so damn stressed to try to get YouTube monetized and stuff. And like now, I remember going back, I used to be excited if I had 100 views a day. It started as 10 views. So I wanted 10 views a day. And then it got to 100. And like after it got to like 150 a day, bro, I was like, no, I don't even think it got up. Yeah, I saw it get to like 150 a couple of times, but it wasn't like just straight up coasting, you know, 150. I was sitting up there. I was like, man, I was thinking I was like, ooh, we came a long way, giving us a pat on the back and everything. And it's crazy how I felt then, but like now, I rarely even look at, like, my stats I don't even care, bro. And I don't get like millions. I don't get millions of views in a year, but I mean, I don't get millions of views in general. But at the same time, looking back from where I started and remembering where my stuff was like like 10 views a day, and there are weeks where I did like 1,000 views a day. But it's like, I would have not thought that, like, I'm doing this now. It's probably some other times. Like, I checked, like, recently, because, like, now I do probably, like, what, 40,000 a month? That's what? Yeah, 40,000 a month. So, what, about 10 a week? Yeah. I do about 10 a week. So, like, I mean, it's way out of the water now, but it's like, damn. It's like, I remember being at 10, bro. But I'm still hungry. I'm still not done. Like, I want to get back into vlogging. like really telling people my life. Like that's what I'm gonna do now, is just really start branding myself. Like I've always branded like my different hobbies, my different personalities per se. But I've never truly just branded myself. Like I've never taken out time to really just express how I am to other people. Like not that many people can say that they truly know me. Like, yes, we may have memories together, but nobody really out here just truly knows me, because I stay off to myself. That's just how I am. I still got the same homeboys from way back. Like, I ain't adopted nobody new except for a couple, and they know they gang. But, you know, like, childhood-wise, bro, like, I still got the same, rock with the same one, same group chats. It is what it is. And like, yes, a lot of people see me go out and be nice and, you know, handling business and talking to a lot of people and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I have to be. That's me focusing on the bag. Like, I am my own bag. So whatever I have to do to secure my bag, I got to do it to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? But like in that type of instance of going out, being vocal, talking to people and stuff like that, you know, me having to sit down in front of people, it is what it is. I'm trying to collect. But I'm not like I'm not really just like that. Like, if you see me out, that's the thing. I'm like a myth, bro. Like, even when I go to Target, people are at work or at school. You are not going to see me in Target. If you see me in Target, I had to come in there for some last minute. Because I'm literally going in there at like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going in a certain window where it's like, I know I'm only going to see like probably like older people up in here. Like, I ain't trying to have folks just seeing me like that. I don't go out to the clubs and stuff. Like, none of that. Like, I'm cool, bro. Need folks. You see what I got to deal with, bro? This dog done came outside. Need folks sitting out here just running up and move the table away from me. But yeah, but I've just never over this span of time just really got to just sit out stuff and like tell stories like where I come from, like how I move, the way I move. And, you know, I see nowadays a lot of people are doing this. So, you know, I might as well just go ahead, hop on and do my thing. I'd rather talk about this instead of like that massage, whatever. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'd rather do this type of like just me being myself. Hey, man. Hey, bro, I know you ain't talking to me. Yeah, you talk tango. Tango Henley. But, you know, I'm at the point in life where I really just want to sit back. I just want to vibe and enjoy the times, bro. I really am. I just want to enjoy the times. I'm having a ball. I'm chilling, bro. Like, I really ain't happy, bro. This shit crazy. I be living with no care in the world, bro. Folks be texting me, like, hey, have you... Can you call me? No. Hell no. Bro, hey, look, check out the merch store, bro. The merch store, if you want to see how I am as a person, bro, like day to day, go check out my merch store. I'll put it in the description, bro. It's a whole bunch of my phrases like, hell no, leave me alone, not today, gone on, hell yeah, like little small, yeah, keep it short and simple, gone on with it. But that's really how I am. All I'm trying to do, all I literally do every day is just make content. I'm just waiting on a day. I just know it's going to be a day where I do a project or, you know, I may get some flurries in and everything really becomes consistent and straight up controlled and everything. But I'm telling you, because I ain't chilling. I barely even get on Twitter like talking about. Like I ran across the episode from yesterday, you know, about how they used to use kids as alligator bait and everything. So go check that out if it's still up. But, like, I seen that, but I don't really just go on Twitter like that. Like, I really, like, now I just found myself doing everything that I've loved doing as a kid, but it's, like, unknowingly. You know, I just got back into tech. Like, I've always been a tech nerd. I'll forever be a tech nerd, honestly. I don't see me, like, I just love tech. Now, I hated Alexa and Siri just because, like, they would have those random times where they would speak. So I hated that part. But I love ChatGPT because I can open up an app and ask it something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do it if I want to. So I like that aspect of it. I like those aspects of ChatGPT. But, like, you know, with Siri and Alexa, I ain't really like that kind of stuff. It's just, like, why are you talking? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, bro. Ain't nobody said anything. Nobody. But like, hopefully the AI helped me and get me a whole bunch of stuff. Ooh, I am so sorry, girl. I'd elbow the hell out of you. But I hopefully AI can get a little bit more sophisticated. I really feel like it's gonna be like a phone that's like powered by ChatGPT. Hey, can y'all make a phone and sponsor me? I say it first, and then they write me a check for that. But like, yeah, bro. Anyway, I'm getting a little veered off and everything. It's what, 40 minutes, and I gotta feed everybody. So yeah, we're probably finna end it off in a little bit. But really, yeah, bro. I'm really finna just get on here and just get to talking about just different stories, where I come from, how I move, the way I move, like my thought process. Like, this is just gonna be how to get to know me, because I'm not outside. I don't want to be. It's not fun. I like making coffee at home. It's cheaper. I mean, Starbucks ain't that bad, because I mean, it is down the street, so I mean, it ain't that bad. I really wish 7 Brew was closer. If 7 Brew was closer, I would just check. See what I'm talking about? I wish 7 Brew was closer, though, because I would be able to take that. But it's crazy how life just come full circle. Bro, it's crazy. I'm literally doing everything that I started doing as a kid with the PC gaming and everything. I'm going to build another PC, too, bro. If y'all want to see me build my next computer, stay tuned and keep checking in, because I really do want to build another computer. And I'm thinking about, like, recording while I do it, so y'all can hear me as I do it. But I'm going to record it and put it on YouTube as a physical, so y'all can actually, you know what I'm saying, see everything step by step. But yeah, I'm thinking about building a computer so I can really just handle everything. And I really want to make my own advancements with AI and just see how AI can help me just, you know, accomplish my dreams more efficiently. Because I feel like I'm at the point now where it's just like, it's only a matter of time before like I get my spark. But it's like, now with the introduction of ChatGPT, it's like I can get my spark at the most beautiful, in the most beautiful window. So like honestly, like now I can stay ahead when it comes down to content. Like, even with ChatGPT, I can keep up with future trends. So I've already asked and got notepads. I have notepads in multiple phones of like so many different like hashtags, upcoming trends, trending products, drop shipping items. Like, I use it to kind of stay ahead, because what you can do is once you get ahead, you can get so far ahead where there's nothing anybody can do. You're just that far ahead. But you have to be able to just keep up with the market. So AI is going to help me to be able to track the market more efficiently, which it's already done a little bit right now. And then one thing about ChatGPT, the more detailed your question is, the more specific of the task that you want it to perform, the better. So like, it has really blessed me and really has helped me out. And like, I'm really ready for my career to just really take off, bro. You know, Keeman, just going to be me, just getting into the microphone. Just like how we started, you know, what was it? Stories of Cookie Grandson? I think that was the name. I don't know, bro. Somebody go back and remember. I don't know. I probably got an old episode or an old cover somewhere. Probably in one of my phones, and I could pull it up and everything. But, yeah, bro, we're just going to start off, bro. We're just going to be ourselves. Just we're just going to talk it out, because, like, honestly, all of the game, like, I've already archived. I may like make like an archived series of the podcast, where it's literally a lot of the stuff that is going viral, a lot of the like marketing and business tips that like I got from Gary Vee and stuff, like I said it in those episodes. So like, technically we've already been ahead, like especially like Reggie, for instance, like me and Reggie, we've been ahead for so long because we were taking that concept. Like, when we first stumbled across Gary Vee, like, we stuck with Gary Vee. Like, we weren't going back and forth. Like, there weren't that many people that were doing what Gary Vee does. Like, Gary Vee's the OG. So, like, we were following him and keeping up with all of this stuff before, like, Grant Cardone even came up. Like, Grant Cardone wasn't even a billionaire when I hopped up in this. Yeah, Grant Cardone was still doing Vlad interviews. Now, I don't even think Grant Cardone had his first Vlad interview when I got into this. So, like, yeah. We've been in the game for a long time. Like, a lot of these people, like Desi Banks, like, bro, Desi Banks, like Drewski, seeing them back, way back. But like, seeing people like that, that's what always gave me comfort. I was like, bro, it's only a matter of time. Like, I remember seeing them. What's his name? Deontay Hudson or something. He was on Wild and Out. Dontario Hudson. Dontario. He used to be on Vine. about to bake another one, oh baby. Like, he used to always do that, bro. It's only a matter of time before I go. And I've been keeping up with all these people. B. Simone. Like, I remember watching them way back before. Like, it's crazy. But, like, it also showed me, like, the magnitude. Like, I remember when Coach Stormy even went viral. Like when her original going viral, she was talking to a friend, like, and she said, like, some real shit. I ain't gonna even lie. I think I still got the original clip, like, saved on my Instagram. But, like, I even remember this. She said some real shit, and, like, she, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm looking at Coach, I'm looking at her now, I'm like, damn, like, she really got a whole big-ass foundation, bro. Like, she really got a solid, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't keep up with her, so, you know, if it's anything that somebody, I don't know what's going on in modern times. Like I say, bro, I be in my own world. But this is literally me just explaining, like, bro, it's so many people that I've seen just come up. I've even seen Gary Vee, like, evolved. Gary Vee just be chilling now. Like, back then, he used to be, like, aggressive with it. Like, now he laid back chilling. And, like, I still want to go and watch that documentary, but I don't think it's time. Like, even with his book, I was like, I have to wait a certain time to read that book. Like, with him, it's like, it's so, I feel like you have to just be at a certain level and a certain mindset. And, like, with that documentary being recorded, like, so soon, I want to wait. I just want to wait and give myself a little bit more time before I actually consume that. Because I feel like it'll help me. I want to catch it when I'm going into a next level. Let's see, who else? Who else out here, really? Like, Shade Room didn't exist, bro. I got in digital marketing, bro. Fake Watch Busters. Fake Watch Busters used to always be... Hey, how you doing?
Can I give your dogs a treat?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. But, yeah, bro, like, Fake Watch Buster was always going out. I remember back when the Migos weren't as big as they was, bro. Like, bro, we got in this, like, young, bro. And it's crazy how you just gotta wait, bro. I'm looking at so many other people. Like, I remember when Young Thug, like, first came out. Pee Wee Longway. Gucci, when he was on his, yeah, when he went on his, like, his Twitter rant. Like, I really, and you know, that's what always keep me hopeful, bro. And it's like, I'm seeing the magnitude of them. I'm seeing the magnitude of them, and it's like, I can only imagine. Because I've gone in so many different avenues and so many different... Hey, y'all cut it out. Hey, cut it out. Tango. Why is y'all cutting up like that? Simba, you need to come here too. I don't know why they cutting up like that. Y'all get the playing around and then somebody want to take a seer. That's why I be telling y'all to cut all that there out. Because y'all don't listen to nobody. Y'all hard-headed. See how they be acting now? All y'all tired. Y'all need to go lay down somewhere. Y'all made my nerve bad. But, like, for real, though, bro, it's, like, so many people that just, like, everything had changed. Like, Shade Room didn't exist. Like, media outlets, DJ Academics, I, he wasn't a major media platform back then. It's crazy how just, like, Wildin' Out was totally different, had different casts, bro. It's just crazy how people have, I've seen so many people, like, in their beginning phases and just go into, like, icon status. I ain't saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody that I mentioned, you know what I'm saying, went into icon status. Oh, I've seen Drake go into icon status. Like, we want to talk about, like, actual names. Like, Drake, yes. I saw Drake and witnessed Drake go into icon status. Well, a lot of us did, if you're around my age. But it's like, look at how much, like, look at the work. Like, when you see so many people putting in so much work for so many years, bro, and they just pop off, like, I just be knowing, like, it's only a matter of time. I'm cool. I just wait it out. That's all it is. But that'd be the hardest thing at times, bro, just being patient. Because it's like, you'll see the, it's hard looking at something, you know you can get it, bro. And it's like, it's like too hot. Like it make you go, like just pull your hand back. Like you just know you can't get it right then. You gotta wait for it to cool off, bro. And it's like, damn. Like, come on, bro. But to everybody, like, that's what this podcast is gonna be about, bro. I'm just gonna start keeping it a buck, and I'm just gonna get in the mic and just say what the hell I gotta say. I ain't finna be on no professional. Well, I might do like another type of intro. And I'm gonna have guests on here. We're gonna get blowed, you know what I'm saying? Drink champs, tight vibes. Yeah, we're gonna do that and get the gang over. We gotta do that one of these days. I feel like that'll be real fun and just like, you know, get people. Not only do I wanna have this podcast to get to know, just like for you guys to get to know me, but like I wanna get to know like other people, because with me putting my head down for so many years, like I never took out time to get to know other people, bro. You'll be shocked. Like some people ask me, like, hey, do you know this, like, about this person? Like, hell no, like I really didn't. Like, how you been? Like, I just didn't, bro. I've been knowing them a couple of years, but like I just don't remember. Like I don't know. Like that's how locked in I've been, bro. It's like the most selfish thing in the world, but like it's just for real. Like you have to lock in. No distractions, but you can be so locked in an unhealthy way. Like, that is possible. But I don't think social media really brings stuff out like that. But that's why I want my platform to talk about stuff like that. Like, I really want to just talk, you know, just let y'all know exactly how it is, bro. For real. And I don't want it to be super professional and I have a script and all of that. Like, I just want to be able to just turn on the mic and I just talk. Like, if I want to drop 5 episodes in a day, I can drop 5 episodes. I could just do whatever the hell I want to. If I want to have a guest or just sit my phone in the middle of a restaurant and have an episode, like, I'm just going to do that. Like, one of these days, I'm going to get into this type of discussion. I really want to have, like, the most digital life possible. Just because I genuinely do not like, I just don't like being around. There's nothing personal with anybody. I love being off to myself. It's just what I've been doing as a kid, as, like, a coping mechanism. Like, I just separate. I know if I separate myself from everybody, there are a lot of things I don't have to even take into consideration. Like, it just does not pertain to me because I am just not there. I am not in that circumstance. I am not in that area. Like, it has nothing to do with me. That is, like, I want to live my life as digital as possible. I don't know. We're going to have some very interesting conversations on here. Y'all going to hear me say some stuff, but, like, that's just how I am, bro. I've come a long, long ways, and I'm really proud of myself just over the... Bro, my story is going to be crazy. Like, I told this one, hey, shout out my boy. I got to telling him. He was like, you have a very interesting story that I want you to tell people. I was like, huh? I was like, wow, that sounds pretty fucking crazy. I was like, bro, this is just like tip of the iceberg. I was like, oh, I ain't even got to tell you about the other shit I did as a kid. I was like, yeah, this right here. Yeah, this was when I was like 20. Yeah, yeah, you should have checked me out when I was 16. Bro, I used to be crazy. But like, I just want this to be a platform where you just literally hop on here, bro. We chill. Y'all want good vibes going to work, going to class. You in class, you ain't trying to hear your teacher. I understand you, bro. I used to do the same thing. And I got locks. So, you know, it ain't nothing to grow you some locks and put an AirPod bud in your ear and you straight. Nobody gonna know. You just bump me. You know, I'ma give you some good game and I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is and what it ain't. You know? A lot of people, you know, they may feel some kind of way about shit, but it is what it is. Like, I'm just gonna tell you, I'm gonna be 100% unfiltered, bro. Cause it's a lot of people on social media, they gonna cap their ass out because there's a lot of people out here. Bro, we get paid to cap, bro. It pays to cap. Think about it. You know how many people that really be just dead ass broke like me, bro? I'm broke as hell. But I don't give a fuck. I know I'm a cash out. It is what it is. I just had an unlucky incident. But that's about it. Like, everything's fine. Literally tell everybody, like, hey, look, I'll text you. Literally. Bro, just sit back, chill. Broke as hell. Even if I'm rich, I'm still gonna say broke as hell. I'm gonna go, fuck. Ain't nobody gonna know. I probably when I get like 40, 50, and I just don't give a damn. But like, shit, when you broke, bro, folk leave you alone. It's easy to get away from shit. I swear, do not get away with shit with money, bro. So if you wanna go and chase your dreams, you're gonna lose all your money, fool. You're gonna lose all your money, or you're gonna be damn near close at some point. Use that time to slide. Take your lesson and slide. Trust me. especially if you get to the point to where you feel like you got the cheat code or you got that idea. If you really feel if you really feel confident in that shit, bro, you really think that shit gonna work, bro, take the system that's in that idea, take that idea, put it in your back pocket, get on down, bro. Just slide, bro. I promise you. Because one thing about that idea, bro, if it worked there, it'll work anywhere. And if it worked in person, it can damn sure work digitally. Always remember that shit. But a lot of people don't think like that. A lot of people quit on their dreams after they lose their money. Fuck that. Double down. Double or nothing. I done doubled to nothing until shit. Hell yeah. I done quadruple million to another. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Run it back. Don't steady screaming. Run it back. Run it back. I had B, bro. That's how you have to be. One of these days, you're going to win so damn big, you ain't going to need. You're going to be like, shit, it was well worth it. Like, this was worth the wait. This was worth the wait. And then with me, I just know I'm going to win because I leave folks alone. I don't quit. And I ain't going to cap to you, bro. All I like to really do is just, you know what I'm saying, get some coffee. I like to eat. Other than that, bro, I don't even care for nothing else. And if I go somewhere, ain't nobody going to know. So, like, you know, so it's like, bro, I don't really get no. I can really just slide at any. Like, right now, it's beautiful because I am untraceable. It's beautiful. Can't nobody call me. People can text me, though. People can text me. Ain't nobody going to call me. But I got, like, this backup number, bro. I got this backup number that nobody has. Only, like, a select few people going to have. But I'm waiting on the perfect. I'm waiting on, like, the most perfect time to take that SIM card and put it into. Well, one, I got to get one of my phones fixed to do it. But, like, I'm waiting on the most perfect moment to just take that SIM card and slap it in something, bro. And it's a wrap. Probably only, like, 10 people will be able to get in contact with me. I ain't going to even say 10, bro. I'm really saying, like, 5 to 8. And 8 is really shooting it. I'm looking more so towards, like, 5 that will actually be able to get in contact with me. Like, a lot of people may think that's crazy, but, like, bro, that's just how I like to be, bro. Make your dreams come true. I like being off to myself and just hustling. Real shit. That's all I want to do, bro. I just want to make my money and stay off the radar. I don't care about what nobody else got going on. I don't care what nobody outfit is. I already told myself, bro, next time I just find myself feeling like going shopping, I go shopping, bro. I'm getting all black shit. Because I'm not finna be blowing money on going to the mall. I'm finna go get all black outfits, black shoes. The only thing I'm gonna spend excess amount of money on is probably black shoes. Because, you know what I'm saying? Just get different black retros, all black. Or just black based, you know what I'm saying? Shit. And be cooler. I don't want no, you know what I'm saying? Probably throwing me some Balenciagas or something. Some all black, have an all black fit with all black Balenci's. You know, like just be on some chill shit. I ain't with all that extra shit. Like, you know, I just want to really just be off to myself. That's just how I like to be. They say you fully mature when you 25. I can tell. It's something shit I don't want to do. Hell no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't like it. If I want to be a bump on the log that day, if I just want to work from bed that day, I'm going to work from bed. If I want to work from the couch, I'm just going to work from the couch. If that's just what I want to do, that's just what I'm going to do. Ain't no maybe. It's either yes or no. Straight up. But I might just call it on this episode because we have sat here and rambled a little bit and then it's time for me to feed all these three him. Go on here, feed them, get these kids out the way. And then I don't know, bro. I might drop another episode later today. Later tonight type shit. I don't know. I really want to do some story times, bro, because I done did some shit. I been through some shit, some dumb shit. Dumb. But I live my life. That one thing about me. I told myself, bro, when it's time for me to go, I shouldn't even be complaining. I done did that. For real. But I holler at y'all. See you in the next one. Follow me on Instagram. Keep up with the podcast, updates, guests, all that kind of stuff, announcements, everything. I'm out. And And that is all for today. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and possibly learned something new. And, you know, laughed every now and then. You know, hopefully I was able to give you a good laugh here and there. But if you do have any thoughts or feedback, I'd love to hear back from you. Just leave a comment below or reach out to me on social media. And remember, if you do want to stay up to date with all of my latest episodes, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you may get your podcast. So this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So not only just Spotify, but also Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. So with all of that being said, I will see you guys in the next one. Right there, nigga, how the fuck you